you know it's good because it's Heinz. The H.J. Heinz Company, makers of 57 varieties of fine foods for over 80 years, presents the amusing transcribed adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, starring the entire Nelson family, Ozzie, Harriet, David, and Ricky. That little tingling feeling in the air this morning, it feels as though spring has finally arrived. The whole scene is one of activity, even in the Nelson's house. There's Harriet, busy finishing up the breakfast dishes. The boys are busy taping an old baseball bat. And Ozzie? Well, he's hard at work, too. After all, with so much activity going on all around you, it's not easy to lie there on the couch and read the morning paper.
Look at this, Pop.
Yeah, that looks swell.
I bet you I hit plenty of home runs with this good old bat.
Go on, you can't even lift it.
That was last year. I've grown some new muscles since then.
Where are you hiding them?
Never mind, boy. Just take a look at this swing. Hey, be careful there. You almost hit your father with that bat. Oh, that's okay. It won't break. You got it all taped up.
Oh, well, that makes everything all right then. Of course, it might have left a little dent in your father's head.
I can just see Pop's head all taped up.
Why aren't you laughing, Pop?
I'm sorry. I was just looking for something in this paper here. You know, I can't seem to find the opening date for the ball team.
You mean the high school team, Pop?
Don't be silly, David. What does Pop care about the high school team?
What team do you think he's talking about?
Iggy Magoo's Midget 9, of course.
Are you kidding?
We've got some team, boy.
I didn't know you and Iggy had a team.
We got a neat team, boy. Iggy's the manager.
Some manager. He's got all the players wearing roller skates fastened to their pants.
Sure. They're neat for sliding into second, boy.
If you ask me, it's crazy.
Oh, yeah? He helped us win a game once. Iggy was sliding into second base when his skates got stuck in a rut.
What happened?
Iggy was safe, but the seat of his pants was out.
I imagine that must have been a little embarrassing for Iggy.
Heck no. He just pretended he wanted to get it sewed up and walked right home with a winning run.
That's the goofiest thing I ever heard.
That's Iggy for you.
Well, I hate to disappoint you guys, but I wasn't especially interested in either of those teams.
What team did you mean, Pa?
Well, our regular home team, the Chamber of Commerce over sponsors. Can't find the schedule listed anywhere.
Oh, yes, I think I saw an article about that. Right there in the paper.
Whereabouts?
Let me look. I think I can find it.
Did it say when the first game was?
I don't think there's going to be any first game.
What do you mean?
Well, I think the article said that they're not going to have a team this year.
No team?
Now, here it is, right here.
Let me see. Chamber of Commerce announced yesterday there would be no team entered in the league this year because of lack of interest. Lack of interest? Well, I can't do this.
Evidently, they've done it.
Well, I know, but they realize what they've done.
Well, I suppose there just hasn't been enough interest in it.
Well, that's impossible. Baseball is a national sport.
Well, apparently, the interest doesn't lie with the team here in town.
Well, I don't know how you can say that, Harriet. Every kid in town is interested in the ball club. Don't you think so, David?
Yeah, I guess so.
You guess so?
Well, we don't get much chance to see many of the games.
Well, I thought you did.
We're too busy playing ourselves.
Well, how do you expect to learn how to play the game right? Those fellows know how to play. You ought to get out there and watch them. Pick up some pointers.
I thought they weren't going to have a team anymore.
Well, if they don't, I think it's an awful loss to the town.
Oh, not necessarily. What's one baseball team, more or less?
But, Harry, you don't seem to realize it's more than just our local baseball team involved here. Baseball is an American institution. Like apple pie and ham and eggs.
And Iggy Magoo.
Iggy Magoo?
Sure. He ought to be in an institution, too, boy.
A symbol of the things that go to make our country what it is.
I suppose when you look at it like that, it does become pretty important.
Well, I think it is. Baseball has been a colorful part of our American scene since before the Civil War.
Is that when they discovered it?
Nobody discovered it, Dopey. It was invented by Abner Doubleday.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. He was the father of American baseball.
Golly. That little Abner sure gets around, doesn't he?
No, I think it was a different little Abner.
Some of my fondest childhood memories were the Sunday afternoons when my father used to take us up to Martin's Oval and root for the Ridgefield Park team.
Was that before or after the Civil War?
That was a little after.
Did you see all the ball games, Pop?
Well, practically all of them. A lot of community spirit in that little town. I think the baseball team had a lot to do with it.
I must admit, I enjoy watching a good game myself.
Sure, everybody does. I'm just trying to say there's not enough interest in baseball to have a team of our own here.
It does seem a shame.
Well, it's just too bad a thing like this has to happen after all these years.
Hasn't the season started in most places?
Not all over, has it, Pop?
I really don't know. See, I wish we'd found out about this thing a little earlier.
Yeah, that's right. Stitch in time saves nine. Well, maybe you can still do something about it.
I think I'll go over and have a talk with Thorny and see what he thinks.
Hey, how did you know our slogan, Mom?
Slogan?
Sure. We made it up after that game I was telling you about. You know, with Iggy Magoo.
Look out, folks. It sounds like a small bomb to me.
All right, dear. What is your slogan that you made up right after the game you were telling us about?
A stitch behind saved the midget nine.
Hi, Oz.
Oh, hi, Thorny. I've been looking for you.
Hey, you look pretty unhappy. No bad news, I hope.
Yeah, I'm afraid it is. According to the morning's paper, we're not going to have any baseball team entered in the league this year.
Is that a fact? Now, what's the bad news, Oz?
Well, evidently, you didn't hear me. I said we're not going to be represented in the baseball league this year. No team.
I heard you the first time, Oz, and all I can say is, what's so sad about that?
Well, Thorny, how can you say that?
Oh, I just opened my mouth and out it comes.
Yes, yes, I know. That's the original joke. Do you realize what this means?
Well, I certainly do. I can save my money instead of going to ball games all summer.
Save money? Thorny, how can you say that?
I just opened my mouth.
Yes, yeah, please, not again. How can you talk about a few paltry pennies you'll save? Think of the pleasure you get in exchange. Get out of the house. Think of how many chores you've gotten out of just by going to the ball game.
Not so loud, Oz. Catherine might be listening.
Well, I think it's a terrible thing myself. One of our great American institutions dying on the vine, and we sit supinely by and hasten its demise.
Holy smokes, Oz.
I read that in a book once, but it fits this situation to a T, Thorny. There's nothing like the thrill of being out there in the old ballpark. Hearing the deafening roar of the crowd when a home run goes sailing over the fence or into the bleachers.
You know, I nearly caught one of them once last year.
Well, there's nothing like being out in the old ballpark.
Yeah, I guess you're right, Oz. Did I ever tell you the time I saw Babe Ruth play?
You saw the old Bambino himself, eh?
Yes, sir, and I'll never forget it. It was the seventh inning with two men on. He stood up at bat and pointed right out of the bleachers where I was sitting.
How about that? And then hit a homer, huh?
No, he struck out. But in the next inning, the pitcher got up and hit one right out of the ballpark. I think they're still looking for it.
Well, that's what makes baseball. Now, they say the Babe had more glamour striking out than most players do hitting a home run.
Yeah, it's a great old game.
And to think that our community is going to be denied the privilege of having a team of its own this season.
Oz, it's a darn shame, that's what it is.
Well, it certainly burns me up.
Yeah, what's the matter with the people? How can they stand around and take this sitting down?
What can we do, Thorny?
Well, we've got to arouse some interest. That's what we got to do. Got to light a fire under the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, we need somebody with a good batting average in that department. Somebody can step up to the plate and back them up to the fence.
Say, what about that fellow who promoted those shows at the Lodge last month?
Well, you mean J.J. Fleason?
Uh-huh. Remember what a great job he did at the Lodge when they had those wrestling matches?
Yeah, say, that's right. You know, Thorny, I think we've got our man.
I think so. If anybody can do it, he's the guy.
Where can we get in touch with him, you know?
Well, he owns that used car lot down at Forest and Main.
Well, what are we waiting for? Shall we take your car?
We better take yours. Mine's pretty old, you know, and I don't want to be tempted. This looks like his office over here, Oz.
Oh, yeah. I guess we walk right in, huh?
Yes, sir, gentlemen. Can I help you?
Well, we hope so.
My name is Thornberry, and this is my friend, Ozzie Nelson.
Say, don't I recognize you gentlemen from the lodge?
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, come on in. Sit down.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Have a cigar?
No, thank you.
Well, what can I do for you?
Well, we were interested in a little proposition.
Of course. Of course. What model car do you have?
No, it's not about cars.
Oh.
See, the Chamber of Commerce has decided not to support the local baseball team this year.
Yes, so I've heard.
Now, I know just what you're going to say. You're going to say there's no interest in the team, and I say baseball generates more interest than any other sport in the country.
That's true.
You say, what's one baseball team, more or less? I'll say it's more than a baseball team involved. It's a great American institution, like apple pie or ham and eggs or Iggy Magoo.
Ooh,
please, Thorny, don't interrupt.
I'm sorry.
We just think it's a dreadful thing that a fine community like ours won't be in the league this year. We'd like to see the baseball team back in action, but we need somebody who can stir up interest in the town.
Yeah, you know, somebody who can promote things in a big way. That's why we came to see you.
Well, I must admit that I haven't given it much thought, but I certainly like the challenge. Gentlemen, it's a deal. I'll do whatever I can.
That's the spirit.
Will we wait till we hear from you?
Well, why don't you go ahead on your own for a few days and stop back later in the week, and I'll try and have a few ideas ready.
Attaboy, J.J.
J.J., you're okay.
Back in just a moment. Long about now, most homemakers are looking for spring tonics. Not for the family, mind you, but for tired menus. How about perking up your meals with the fresh green goodness of Heinz Cream of Green Pea Soup? Youngsters welcome it for lunch, and it's a tempting send-off to supper. And try old-fashioned Heinz Bean Soup, flavored with tender bits of smoked pork. Or how about Heinz Clam Chowder, filled with choice vegetables and fresh tender clams? Wouldn't that taste delicious? Heinz condensed soups, and there's a complete line of them at your grocer's, are so nourishing, so full-flavored, all you have to do is add a hearty salad and dessert, and you've got a wonderfully satisfying meal. Serve these time- and money-saving Heinz condensed soups often, as soups, sauces, or cooking ingredients. At today's low prices, they're amazingly economical. And you know they're good, because they're Heinz. Yes, sirree, there's nothing quite like the thrill of the old ball game. That's why Ozzie Nelson is determined to have the old hometown represented in the league this year. It may be a tough job to wake the citizens up, but the Nelson family is sure gonna try, boy.
Hi, Pop.
Oh, hello, fellas.
How'd your speech go?
Oh, pretty good, David. The men were all very polite. You know how those luncheons are. They tried to eat quietly while I was talking, but nobody seemed to be really interested in the project.
I sure have been spreading the word around at school.
Me too. I even gave a little talk on baseball in my arithmetic class today.
Oh, well, good for you, son. And what did the class have to say?
Nothing. My teacher said plenty. I don't think she's on our side.
Evidently not.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Harriet. Now, how did you make out at the club?
Well, not too well. Most of them didn't even know that we ever had a team.
Some of them must have husbands who are baseball fans.
Oh, yes, several of them have husbands who never miss a game.
What do they have to say about it?
Well, they think dropping the team is the best thing a Chamber of Commerce has ever done.
That's a pretty darn selfish attitude, if you ask me.
Well, I did my best.
Well, I'm supposed to meet Mr. Fleece in a few minutes. And I'll let you know what happens.
Oh, hello there, Mr. Nelson. Come on in and sit down.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Fleason. What's the good word?
Well, sir, I've been working on our little project, and I think I've got some ideas that'll really put it over.
Oh, that's sure good news. I haven't had a lot of trouble drumming up people's interest in it myself.
Well, interest is what we need, all right, and that's what I'm going to promote. Now, first of all, let's examine the facts. What does the paying public want nowadays? Well, sir, I'll tell you what they want. They want color, they want excitement, and they want variety. Am I right?
Yes, that sounds logical.
Exactly. Now, let's look at baseball. It's the same old routine every time. The pitcher pitches the ball, the batter hits the ball, the outfielder chases the ball. The game's gotten in a rut.
Well, of course, there's a little more to it than just that.
But you agree that the public wants color, excitement, and variety. And that's what we have got to give baseball. Now, of course, you ask me just how are we going to do that? Well, my answer to you is this. First of all, we make Monday night ladies' night.
You mean that ladies are admitted free?
No, sir, no. The ladies play baseball. Now, here's what we do. We find 18 beautiful, shapely girls, dress them up in fluorescent sun suits, and form two teams. Like the idea so far?
Well, the basic elements there are pretty hard to knock.
Exactly. And I know what your next question is. You want to know where we can find 18 beautiful, shapely girls who can play baseball. Well, believe me, you get those girls out there in those sun suits and nobody's going to care whether they can play baseball or not.
That's probably true.
Then what do you suppose we have on Tuesday night?
Well, that's when we have the regular baseball game, isn't it?
No, I don't think so. Might be too much of a letdown after Monday night. Tuesday night, we'll have midget baseball.
Midget baseball.
A novelty like that will fill the stadium. We'll even cut the admission to half price.
Well, what night do we have the regular baseball game?
Wednesday night. It'll be a conventional baseball game except for one little change. All the players have to ride donkeys.
Donkeys?
Haven't you heard of donkey baseball? Why, it's the funniest thing you've ever seen.
Well, yes, I imagine it could be very amusing.
Oh, the fans love it. Now, donkey baseball is pretty hard to top, so we'll have to think of some surefire gimmick for Thursday night.
But what about regular baseball?
Naturally, we'll try to leave a night open for that. Now, maybe we could squeeze it in on Fridays. That is, not every Friday, of course.
Well, some people might enjoy watching a regular game.
I've got it. The game will be going along fine. Everybody will think it's really on the level. Then all of a sudden, we slip in an exploding baseball.
Exploding baseball.
Yeah, you know, the batter hits it and the darn thing just goes up in smoke. Then to get even, the other team slips them a rubber bat. Or we can dream up a few more gags and really turn this into a pretty hilarious game.
Yes, I see what
well,
you mean.
Well, I think this has been a very profitable meeting. If this stuff doesn't put baseball over, then I don't know what will.
Well, but
now, you just leave the rest to me. I'll have my secretary type up these suggestions and I'll present them to the Chamber of Commerce myself. Well, goodbye, Mr. Nelson.
Goodbye, Mr. Barnum. That is a...
Ozzie?
Yeah?
What did Mr. Gleason say?
Oh, he had quite a few ideas. Of course, now remember, his big interest is getting people to come to the games. After all, that is an important item.
What were some of his ideas?
Well, they're liable to sound a little unusual at first.
What do you mean?
Well, ladies' night, for instance.
You mean ladies getting free?
No, this is a little different. The ladies play baseball. See, we get 18 beautiful shaped... We get 18 girls, and they wear sunsuits.
Sunsuits?
Now, I know you're going to ask me, where are we going to find 18 shapely girls who can play baseball?
Heck, who cares?
Yes, I think that will be the general reaction.
Not from some of us.
Well, like I said, Harry, now these are only ideas. Monday night, we have ladies' night. Then Tuesday night is midget baseball.
What in the world is that?
Well, you have midget baseball players. After all, they have midget wrestlers. Then Wednesday night, they play donkey baseball. I understand that's loads of laughs. The players have to ride donkeys. They hit the ball. Why are you all staring at me?
What, do they just play regular baseball, Pop?
Oh, they'll play regular baseball, David. But a little different idea. Mr. Fleason thought it would be kind of funny if we slipped in a few exploding baseballs and then some rubber bats.
Oh, and naturally, they'll end up throwing custard pies at each other.
Harris, you've got to remember, Mr. Fleason's been promoting sports events for years. He sells used cars. He knows exactly what the paying public... Sounds pretty bad, huh?
Well, it certainly doesn't sound much like baseball.
It's a three-ring circus, that's what it is. I'd rather not have any baseball at all.
Say, wait a minute. This might turn out to be a good thing after all.
Well, how do you figure that?
Well, now we have a definite selling point. It's either baseball or Fleason's Carnival.
Say, by golly, you're right. This is something that'll make those guys at the lodge sit up and listen.
You just wait till the woman's club hears about that Monday night glorified burlesque show.
I'll have Thorny make a speech at the bowling club.
Wait till I tell a midget nine about those other midgets.
We'll show this Fleason guy he can't besmirch the good name of baseball.
You're darn right.
You're darn right.
You're darn right, boy.
All right, men, saddle up your soapboxes and let's ride. I ask you, gentlemen, where will it go from donkey baseball? Next, we may have monkey baseball, and then kangaroo baseball. Before long, people won't be allowed to play the game anymore.
At least when we had regular baseball, nobody worried about having her husband run off with the third baseman.
To quote the words of a certain baseball manager to a certain umpire, one donkey on the field and enough already.
The dirty trick, that's what it is. We were here first, and this town isn't big enough for any more midgets.
Come on in, Thorny.
Hi, Oz. I had to rush right over. Have you seen the morning paper yet?
No, not yet. What's up?
Well, we did it, Oz. The Chamber of Commerce has decided to have a team after all.
Wonderful.
Yes, sir. None of that crazy ballyhoo junk. Just a plain old-fashioned baseball team.
Oh, that's great news, Thorny.
Where's Harriet and the boy?
They went to the market. Wait till they hear about
this. There's a big article in the paper.
What does it say?
Oh, it just says that a heated campaign under the able leadership of Mr. S.J. Thornberry was the main...
No, wait a minute. What do you mean under the able leadership of S.J. Thornberry? I was the one who started this thing.
Yeah, but I was the one who wrote the article.
You wrote it?
Well, I didn't exactly write it, but a reporter called up to find out who was responsible for the campaign, and you know what a poor memory I have for names. Mine was just the first one I could think of.
Oh, fine thing. I do all the work and you get all the credit.
I was only kidding you, Oz. Everybody got credit.
Hey, who's that coming up the walk?
It looks like that Fleason guy.
By golly, that's exactly who it is. Boy, I'll bet he's really burned up. This is going to be fun. Just a moment.
Well, at least he's a good sport about it.
Well, good afternoon, Mr. Nelson.
Good afternoon.
Oh, hello there, Mr. Thornberry.
Oh, Mr. Pleason.
Won't you come in?
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, this is certainly a red-letter day for our town, isn't it?
I beg your pardon?
Haven't you gentlemen read the papers yet?
We have, but have you?
Oh, yes, yes, indeed. The Chamber of Commerce is a lot like some of my used cars. They just need a little push to get rolling.
Well, I must say you're being a good sport about this.
Well, I couldn't be happier. Didn't I tell you that those ideas of mine would really bring baseball back to our town?
Well, yes, but you were talking about donkey baseball and midget baseball.
I know. Pretty horrible thought, wasn't it? I hope you gentlemen will forgive me, but I figured the only way to get some action was to propose something so fantastic that the whole town would be aroused and the grand old game of baseball would be brought back to our fair city.
Well, it sure worked.
Ozzie.
Oh, Harriet, this is Mr. Fleason.
How do you do?
How do you... Mr. Fleason?
Oh, don't worry. He's on our side. It seems that he kind of fooled all of us.
I'll say he did. If they ever do play donkey baseball, just ask for Long Ears Thornberry.
Mr. Fleason was on our side all the time. He was just trying to arouse the citizens.
Well, good for him.
I'll certainly appreciate any suggestions you folks may have to offer.
Oh, well, I have one right away. Now, this may come as a surprise, but I think that ladies' night deal isn't a bad idea at all. I mean, if different clubs organized teams, we could form a women's league. And personally, I think some of the girls might look pretty cute in sunsuits.
Yes, I see what you mean. Monday night is a slow night anyway.
And you know, the more I think of it, I'll bet that donkey baseball will be a lot of fun to watch.
I think so, too.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, a lot of people might like something like that occasionally. You know, it's comical and unusual.
Now, wait just a second. What about regular baseball?
Oh, yes, we do have to have a few regular games.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Well, we'd better. That's what all the shouting was about.
We can have those games on Saturdays and Sundays.
Well, swell. Novelty ideas are fine, but some people might enjoy watching just an ordinary game.
Of course.
So Saturdays and Sundays are reserved for regular baseball. Just straight, legitimate games.
Right.
Played as the game should be played. Mr. Pleason?
Yes?
Now, I'm not suggesting we should change the game.
Yes?
But don't you think maybe just on opening night we could slip in one or two exploding baseballs?
Sometimes when you've had an unusually busy weekend with lots of company and meals at all hours, don't you get to feeling like a short-order cook? Well, a happy solution is to keep several cans of Heinz cream of tomato soup on hand. It's not only quick to prepare and mighty nourishing, but the youngsters can fix it themselves. But that's only half the story. Heinz cream of tomato soup makes a smooth, thrifty pour-on sauce to glorify meatloaf, hamburger, hot dogs. Yes, and it makes them go further, too. So don't spend these beautiful spring days in the kitchen. Build your menus around Heinz condensed soups. Your grocer has a complete line of them at today's low prices. Serve Heinz soups for school lunches. Use them as sauces and as cooking ingredients. Insist on high-quality Heinz condensed soups. You know they're good because they're Heinz.
Did you see the sports section in tonight's paper?
No, I didn't. Anything important?
Yes. The opening game is next Saturday. Can we go, Pop?
Well, of course. We'll all go. Doesn't I enjoy more than a baseball game? You know, come to think of it, I don't think I saw as many as usual last year. Or the year before.
I'll bet everybody will be at this game.
Yeah, we better get there early, too, because Pershing Field doesn't hold very many people.
Pop?
Yes, David?
How long has it been since you've seen a baseball game?
Well, now that you mention it, I guess maybe I haven't seen one for about 2 years.
Well, that's funny.
What do you mean?
Well, you said Pershing Field, and it says here they've been playing the games at the community stadium since 1945.
Appearing in support of Ozzie and Harriet were their two sons, David and Ricky Nelson, John Brown, Gail Gordon, and yours truly, Vern Smith. Original music was composed and conducted by Billy May.
So long, folks. This is Ozzie saying goodnight for the four Nelsons.